Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, The Four Horsemen Imagery in Revelation 6. Public information about this specific title is limited, so its content should be approached through the clearly stated subject of the book, the author's established focus on Bible prophecy, and the long Christian tradition of reading the horsemen as symbols of conquest, war, scarcity, and death. The book is positioned not as academic biblical criticism, but as a warning-oriented work for readers who connect scriptural prophecy with contemporary instability. Its purpose is likely to interpret apocalyptic imagery as spiritually and historically significant rather than merely symbolic or literary. The title also gives the book a time-sensitive frame, suggesting that the author wants readers to think about the near future through biblical categories of crisis, discernment, and preparedness. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Revelation 6 as the central framework for interpreting crisis. The defining subject of the book is the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, a sequence drawn from Revelation 6. In Christian eschatological interpretation, the horsemen are commonly treated as a compressed picture of world disorder, a rider associated with conquest, a rider associated with war, a rider associated with famine or economic scarcity, and a rider associated with death. A book built around this material is therefore not merely discussing disasters in isolation. It is using a biblical pattern to organize how crises unfold and how they may be spiritually understood. This matters because Revelation presents the horsemen as part of a larger apocalyptic vision, not as random calamities. The interpretive question is whether the symbols should be read as recurring features of fallen history, as events intensify near the end of the age, or as both. Chocolanty is known as a prophecy-oriented Christian teacher, so the likely emphasis is on reading Revelation as relevant to current and coming events. The value of this framework is that it gives readers a coherent biblical vocabulary for instability, while the limitation is that symbolic prophecy requires caution and humility. Secondly, the horsemen is a sequence of escalating social breakdown. The four horsemen are often treated as separate symbols, but their power comes from the way they form a sequence. Conquest or deceptive domination leads into conflict. Conflict disrupts supply and trade. Scarcity produces suffering. And the final image gathers the consequences into widespread death. This sequence makes the horsemen more than a list of disasters. It suggests a mechanism of breakdown in which political, military, economic, and biological or social consequences reinforce one another. A prophecy book focused on this pattern would naturally invite readers to notice how crises rarely remain contained in one domain. War affects food prices, famine weakens societies, disease follows displacement, and fear makes populations more vulnerable to manipulation. The book title presents the horsemen as a warning, so the likely interpretive emphasis is on recognizing interconnected crisis rather than reacting only after visible collapse. This approach can be intellectually useful because it resists narrow explanations of global instability. It also carries a risk if every crisis is forced into the same apocalyptic template. Interpretation can become overly rigid. The strongest reading keeps the symbolic pattern in view, while distinguishing biblical meaning from speculation about every headline. Thirdly, the next 10 years frame creates urgency and interpretive risk. The subtitle, The Greatest Warning of the Next 10 Years, is one of the most important features of the book because it shifts the subject from general eschatology to near-term expectation. This kind of framing is common in contemporary prophecy writing, where biblical texts are connected to a specific historical window in order to increase urgency. The practical effect is clear: readers are encouraged to regard present events not as ordinary turbulence, but as possible signs of intensifying prophetic relevance. That can lead to serious reflection about spiritual readiness, social fragility, and moral priorities. At the same time, time-bounded prophecy interpretation is difficult. Christian history contains many examples of confident forecasts that did not unfold as expected, and responsible interpretation must avoid treating a proposed timeframe as equal to scripture itself. The most balanced way to read such a book is to distinguish between the biblical warning, which has enduring theological weight, and the author's application of that warning to a particular decade, which remains interpretive. The urgency may be useful if it encourages discernment, but it becomes problematic if it replaces careful judgment with certainty about dates. Fourthly, current events are read through prophecy rather than secular analysis alone. A major feature of books in this category is the attempt to interpret political conflict, economic disruption, cultural anxiety, and global uncertainty through biblical prophecy. This differs from a purely secular analysis because it assumes that history has moral and spiritual dimensions, not only material causes. For readers who share that worldview, the Four Horsemen become a lens for asking whether visible events point to deeper patterns identified in Scripture. The book likely stands within this tradition, given its author and title, by connecting apocalyptic symbols to the perceived dangers of the near future. The benefit of this approach is that it integrates theology with public life. It asks readers to consider whether modern systems of security, finance, and governance are more fragile than they appear. The danger is selective confirmation, where only events that support an apocalyptic reading are emphasized, while contradictory evidence is ignored. A careful reader should therefore treat the book as an interpretive argument rather than a neutral news analysis. Its strength lies in theological pattern recognition, while its weakness depends on how responsibly it handles evidence, uncertainty, and alternative interpretations. Lastly, preparedness is framed as spiritual discernment rather than mere survivalism. The warning language of the title suggests that the book is not only explaining prophecy but urging a response. In Christian prophecy writing, that response is usually broader than material preparation. It includes repentance, prayer, discernment, moral seriousness, and renewed attention to Scripture. The four horsemen imagery can easily generate fear, but a responsible Christian treatment should direct fear towards sober judgment rather than panic. This is where the book likely differentiates itself from purely geopolitical forecasting or disaster preparation manuals. Its primary concern is not simply how to endure crisis, but how to understand crisis in relation to God, judgment, human responsibility, and the hope embedded in Christian eschatology. Practical implications may include becoming less dependent on fragile assumptions, paying attention to spiritual deception, and strengthening faith communities. The value of such a response is that it connects belief with conduct. The limitation is that spiritual preparedness can become vague unless it is translated into concrete habits of study, ethical behavior, service, and resilience. The best use of the book is therefore reflective and formative. It should help readers examine their readiness without reducing faith to anxiety about the future. In conclusion, The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, The Greatest Warning of the Next 10 Years, is best suited for Christian readers interested in Bible prophecy, the Book of Revelation, and the interpretation of contemporary instability through an eschatological lens. It will be most useful to readers who already accept Scripture as a meaningful guide to history and want a framework for thinking about crisis beyond ordinary political or economic. Commentary. Its practical benefit is not primarily technical forecasting, but heightened discernment. It encourages readers to consider how conquest, war, scarcity, and death function as connected patterns of disorder and as spiritual warnings. Its intellectual benefit is the way it organizes public anxiety around a recognizable biblical structure, compared with many end times books. The title stands out through its focused use of the four horsemen and its explicit 10-year horizon, which gives it sharper urgency than broader studies of Revelation. That same urgency requires cautious reading. Readers should distinguish the enduring biblical themes from any time-specific application. The book is strongest when read as a call to spiritual seriousness, biblical reflection, and sober awareness of social fragility, rather than as a substitute for careful theology, historical study, or responsible analysis of current events. If you would like to support Steve Siakalanti, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.